Well, I think we got up to the point where I can do this now. Now I can do it. One of my other comments to Joni when I put this together is I'm going to actually use notes, because I'm not used to using notes for the kids' messages and things like that. And they kind of go where they go. And this time I wanted to use notes, and I said, I'm going to include a certain number of little red cards in there that every time I take an unexpected turn, I toss one of those red cards and say, squirrel, and then I'm back on target of where I was trying to go. And I didn't get that done, thankfully, because that would have put a limit onto how many of those left turns I could have done. So the title I gave Tom on this, I said, let's put this out on the sign. And since I'm doing it, we'll put amateur hour underneath it. And we'll see who shows up, and I bet the offering is going to be huge. Lots of ones. And for anybody I offend today, I apologize. For anybody I reach today, I say thank you. For my wife, I apologize. As bare as you dare. And then somebody mentioned something about audience participation this morning, and I just, no, not where we're going. My personality maybe, but I, you know, it's not one of those things. A lot of this came from comments that, just random little comments that Tom has made and that I've heard around church. The whole concept of belong, become, believe, or believe, become, belong. One of the things that makes this a marvelous community is we don't care where you're at in your faith journey. Each and every one of us has a little different view of our faith. We're all in different places. We're all different people. We've all been exposed to different things. And we bring that marvelous tapestry in here and become a group. And even if you're not yet ready to commit, we're going to be welcoming to you. We want to reach out to you and say, join us, belong, become interested in us, become members, and then you'll get to the believe part. We all get there at different points in our lives. We get there at different points in life. Tom's comments during prayers of maybe there's something that you wouldn't put on a prayer list. One of those scars, because we all have our scars. And one of the things that we worry about as people quite often is, with all this I've been through, with all the scars in my life, they're not going to accept me. There are so many people out there that are hurting and don't think that there's anybody to help them or to care about them. I think we do an amazing job of trying to do that. I think that is our strength. Again, some of these are literal things, some of them are figurative. And I'm not going to ask anybody to hold up their hand about anything on this and say that, yeah, I'd do this, or no, I wouldn't. I would ask of a show of hands if anybody understood what I meant there. See? No, don't hold up your hands. You don't have to stand out right this minute. Who here could stand up in front of everyone as bare as the day they were born and say, here I am? A lot of us might, in certain circumstances, be able to do it. A lot of us would never think of it. Because we carry those scars. We say, somebody's going to see my surgery or a cancer scar or a C-section scar or something that they don't want to share. But those are all things that made us who we are. What I'm suggesting here is not that we become a nudist church. I'm suggesting we become a naked church. A church that doesn't want to wrap people up in labels. A church that doesn't want to wrap itself up in the cause of the day. A church that doesn't want to wrap and hide behind what I've always had problems with as the hypocrisy, where we need to be in a place where nobody can look at us and say, yeah, they say that, they say they care, but are they really doing it? Are they really holding themselves up to the standard of what God told us? I don't think I've ever seen anything in the words that says, go out and take these beliefs and hammer them into somebody else to force them to believe as you do. It isn't there. What is there is, by your actions, they will see that you are a Christian. By your actions, they will see who you are and want to be more like you. And I think that's one of the risks that standing up and being a church that says, here we are. Here we are. These things are amazing and they're challenges. Some of them are present, some of them are past. Some of them that will be our best are not up there yet. So if you have that thing that is in your heart that you think we ought to be doing, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But it gets us out there in a community where we can stand up and say, we're not ashamed to stand here and tell you we love you, we care about you. We welcome you to come and join us. Part of that is being willing to be bare in the community. Bare at work. I've had some marvelous conversations back when I worked at the college. I mean, it was a religious institution. We had conversations all the time that were deep and spiritual and helped me grow. And I've now found in the new job, I can still have those conversations on maybe a different scale. I'm not as bold or out there about them as I might be. But I find people I can talk to, and I find people who have a need in their life. They want something. And to be able to say, you know, my church is not about judging you and forcing you to meet their expectations. My church is about being involved, caring, loving, and being that kind of thing that the truest meaning of the word is Christian. Some of those conversations have been magical, and a couple of the people, I think, have grown from them. And I invite people to come, and I'm like 0-for-8. But by golly, I'm going to get a couple of those guys here. And when I say, standing out, it takes a lot, and it can be a painful process to acknowledge those scars that you have to somebody else and to be willing to stand there and talk to them about that. Giving up on the religiosity, pointing out the amazing things that your church is doing. Whether they show up here or they show up someplace else, I do know a couple of them are going to their own church and are starting a faith journey now. So I claim no credit. It's all them. But they're growing. They're on their journey. I'm on mine. Being able to tell others, come and see what God has done here. As Tom says, because of, in spite of, whatever. It's that being willing to lay yourself a little bit naked and say, I love you regardless of who you are. I want to know you as a person. I want you to know God, but you'll get there. I always have more thoughts than notes. One of the ones, I thought about this today, and I said, the song I want was that last one. Come just as you are to worship. I thank you all for what you have brought to my life. I thank you all for being willing to be that example and to be that loving community. I'd ask you to be even more open, be even more bare to the community, be even more willing to let somebody see you from a long ways away and go, I know her. We've got those people in this building right now. I know him. He's the one that helps with. She started that program. They care about us. That's who you are. And I thank you all for it. And go back to the children's roots again. Good morning, God. Thank you for a chance to be together. Thank you for a reason to reach out, because we each have our own reason to be here now. We each have our own journey we're on. Help us to grow with that and support that among each other. Come up with ideas that we can do that are just outrageously beyond what human beings can do without you. Help us to be a family. Help us to be a church that people can identify from miles away as being right there with you. In your son's name I say thank you and amen.